This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden held closer ties with Vietnam on Sunday as he arrived on a visit to deepen cooperation with semiconductors and rare earth minerals expected to be the key focus. Biden flew from the G20 summit in New Delhi to meet the leader of Vietnam's ruling Communist Party to sign off on a comprehensive strategic partnership, Hanoi's highest level of diplomatic ties. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi wrapped up the G20 summit, played down deep divisions over the war in Ukraine and climate change, but gave him a moment in the diplomatic spotlight.
Desidero esprimere la mia vicinanza al caro popolo del
Maroc. Pope Francis offered prayers and solidarity on Sunday for the victims of Morocco's deadliest earthquake in more than 60 years. He also thanked rescue workers for their efforts to help the victims of a quake that has killed more than 2,000 people. It was Morocco's deadliest quake since 1960. The latest now from Associated Press reporter Karen Chamas.
Rescuers crawl under the rubble of a collapsed building in a village near Marrakesh as a survivor remains trapped underneath. One survivor described the sound of the tremor as it shook. I was in my house. I saw people going outside. I heard a lot of noise. I thought it was rain, but it was the sound of the earthquake. The country's king has ordered the military to set up specialized rescue teams and mobilize air and land assets. I'm Karen Chamas.
Spain on Sunday sent 56 rescuers and 4 search dogs to Morocco after receiving a formal request for help. They left earlier on Sunday. This is VOA News. At least 40 people were killed and dozens injured Sunday in airstrikes in the south of Sudan's capital, Khartoum, according to local activists. The war nears the end of its 5th month right now. The revised toll means Sunday morning's raid was one of the deadliest single attacks in the war that erupted in April. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he does not believe a peaceful solution to the war in Ukraine is possible with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking at the 2-day Yalta European Strategy Forum in Kyiv, Johnson said, of course, a peaceful solution would be the first choice, but suggested Putin is perhaps not a trustworthy person with whom to strike a deal, and used Wagner paramilitary group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, the former Putin friend and ally who died in a plane crash last month, as an example.
Yevgeny Prigozhin thought he had a deal with Vladimir Putin, and that didn't work very well for him, right? So I think I'm skeptical, but of course we've got to hope that it works. The most important thing for the world is to prove that our values work, democracy, liberty, the defense of freedom, are valuable and that we stick up for them.
Johnson added one of the arguments for Ukraine not joining NATO had been that it might provoke Putin has been comprehensively demolished by Putin himself. The United Nations atomic watchdog has warned of a potential threat to nuclear safety from a spike in fighting near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine. More on this from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said its experts deployed at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant reported hearing numerous explosions over the past week in a possible indication of increased military activity in the region as Ukrainian forces continue to press their counteroffensive. There was no damage to the plant. IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi warned in a statement issued late Friday he was, quote, deeply concerned about the possible dangers facing the plant. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And a plane flying from Zurich to Spain this weekend, well, it arrived without a single piece of luggage on board. And the passengers did not know that. The passengers on the Swiss Airlines flight waited about 2 hours at their luggage, the conveyor belts. Swiss Airlines spokesman confirmed the plane did, in fact, take off with 111 passengers and absolutely no baggage. They blamed it on baggage handlers. I'm Scott Walter.